Thank you for calling the Dial a Story Hotline. The Gossip of Valley View by Lucy Maud McGovern. Part 4. Young Thomas shaved and put on his Sunday suit. As soon as it was safely dark, he hied away to Adelia Williams. He felt very doubtful about his reception. But the remembrance of the twinkle in Adelia's brown eyes comforted him. She looked like a woman who had a sense of humor. She might not take him, but she would not feel offended or insulted because he asked her.
Dang it all, though. I hope she will take me, said young Thomas. I'm in for getting married now, and no mistake, I can't get Adelia out of my head. I've been thinking of her steady ever since that confounded gossip began.
When he knocked at Adelia's door, he discovered that his face was wet with perspiration. Adelia opened the door and started when she saw him. Then she turned very red and stiffly asked him in. Young Thomas went in and sat down, wondering if all men felt so horribly uncomfortable when they went courting. Adelia stooped low over the wood box to put a stick of wood in the stove, for the May evening was chilly. Her shoulders were shaking. The shaking grew worse. Suddenly Adelia laughed hysterically, and, sitting down on the wood box, continued to laugh. Young Thomas eyed her with a friendly grin.
"Oh, do excuse me," gasped poor Adelia, wiping tears from her eyes. "This is dreadful. I didn't mean to laugh. I don't know why I'm laughing, but I can't help it."
She laughed helplessly again. Young Thomas laughed too. His embarrassment vanished in the mellowness of that laughter. Presently, Adelia composed herself and removed from the wood box to a chair, but there was still a suspicious twitching about the corners of her mouth.
"I suppose," said young Thomas, determined to have it over with before the ice could form. "I suppose, Adelia, you've heard the story that's been going about you and me of late?"
Adelia nodded. "I've been persecuted to the verge of insanity with it," she said. "Every soul I've seen has tormented me about it, and people have written me about it. I've denied it till I was black in the face, but nobody believed me. I can't find out how it started. I hope you believe, Mr. Everett, that it couldn't possibly have arisen from anything I said. I felt dreadfully worried for fear you might think it did. I heard that my cousin, Lucia Barrett, said I told her, but Lucia vowed to me that she never said such a thing, or even dreamed of it. I've felt dreadful bad over the whole affair. I even gave up the idea of making a quilt after a lovely new pattern I've got because they made such a talk about my brown dress.
I've been kind of supposing that you might be going to marry somebody, and folks just guessed it was me," said young Thomas. He said it anxiously.
"No, I'm not going to be married to anybody," said Adelia with a laugh, taking up her knitting.
"I'm glad of that," said young Thomas gravely. "I mean," he hastened to add, seeing the look of astonishment in Adelia's face, "and I'm glad there isn't any other man because I want you myself, Adelia."
Adelia laid down her knitting and blushed crimson, but she looked at young Thomas squarely and reproachfully. "You needn't think you are bound to say that because of gossip, Mr. Everett," she said quietly.
"Oh, I don't," said young Thomas earnestly. "But the truth is, the story set me to thinking about you, and from that I got to wishing it was true. Honest, I did. I couldn't get you out of my head, and at last I didn't want to. It just seemed to me that you were the very woman for me, if you'd only take me. Will you, Adelia? I've got a good farm and a house, and I'll try to make you happy."
It was not a very romantic wooing, perhaps, but Adelia was 40 and had never been a romantic little body even in the heyday of youth. She was a practical woman, and young Thomas was a fine-looking man of his age with abundance of worldly goods. Besides, she liked him, and the gossip had made her think a good deal about him of late. Indeed, in a moment of candor, she had owned to herself the very last Sunday in church that she wouldn't mind if the story was true.
I'll think of it," she said. This was practically an acceptance, and young Thomas so understood it. Without loss of time, he crossed the kitchen, sat down beside Adelia, and put his arms around her plump waist. "Here's a kiss Charlie sent me to give you," he said, giving it. That was The Gossip of Valley View by Lucy Maud McGovern. Part 4. For previous recordings, please visit our website at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.